So without lots of introductions, we're just going to get started. We'll have a word of prayer.
所以我们今天会继续的我们罗马书十二章的学习。那我们开始之前做一个祷告。
I think that really, we don't need much introduction. We just take the Bible as it comes here. We're just going to be reading one verse at a time, trying to learn what God is saying to us.
所以我们就不再做介绍，我们每次都是翻开圣经，然后从一段开始，一节一节往下读，学到神想要教给我们的东西。
Remember, the Bible is God's words to us.
要记得圣经是神给我们的话。
And I think that if the Lord Jesus Christ were here today,
我相信呢，如果主耶稣现在在这里
，and you were to ask him a question,
如果你要问他一个问题。
He would say, well, let's turn to this part of the Bible. That's the answer for you.
他一定会说，那我们翻开这一部分，这一段的圣经，这里有你问题的答案。
All right, so let's ask him to help us today.
那我们来一起请求他给我们的帮助。
Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of studying your word.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，我们有这样的荣幸学习您的话语。
We're thankful that it's not our words that we're looking at.
因为这不是我们的话语，我们来依靠。
Not the words of good men,
也不是好人的话语,
but very definitely the words of the God who made us and loves us.
而是那一位造我们、爱我们的主，他亲自的给我们的话语。
And then, Lord, in this and for this, we are very thankful.
为在这里面也为了这话，我们如此的感恩。
Now, Lord, you know everybody's heart that's here.
主啊，您知道在座每一位的心。
And our prayer is.That you will teach us today those things that we need to hear.
主啊，我们盼望您今天能教导我们今天能够学到的东西。
We pray that we will listen and obey.
也盼望我们不但听，更顺服。
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. So we're studying today the book of Romans in the Bible.
那我们继续今天学罗马书的。罗马书。
And the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Romans. He wrote it to the church that was in Rome.
那保罗呢，在这里他是写给罗马教会的圣徒们的信。
And so in Rome there was a group of Christians just like those in this room today.
那在罗马呢，有一群的基督徒啊，就像我们今天房间里的我们这些弟兄姊妹一样。
But Rome was a long way from Jerusalem.
那罗马呢，是离耶路撒冷非常的远。
And the people in Rome had heard a part of the truth of God here and a part there, but they'd never sort of seen the whole package put together.
那罗马的弟兄姊妹们，有的时候听从这里听一段，从那里听一段，他们就没有一个系统的告诉他们关于神的真理的一次机会。
And so this book was written in order to put the package together so people would know what the message of the Bible is all about.
所以呢，这个书呢是把这些经文啊，把这些真理呢放在一起啊，就让罗马人呢知道一个系统的神的道理。
In chapter 1, Paul calls it the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从罗马书一章呢，保罗就管这个叫耶稣基督的福音。
And the word gospel simply means good news.
福音这个词呢，简单说就是好消息。
When you read through the book of Romans, you will find that it is just full of good news.
如果你在读罗马书，你就会发现呢，这本书充满了好消息。
The news is so good that you're going to be tempted not to believe it.
这个好消息如此之好啊，你经常会怀疑是真的吗？我能信吗？
You'll end up saying, well, couldn't be that good.
你一定会说，哎呀，这没有太，这太好了，不会这么好吧。
But the Bible is good news, and it is just as good as it says it is.
圣经真的是好消息，就像它告诉我们的那一样。
And there are many reasons why we know it's this good. One of them is because the Bible is, it's accurate,And it is its own defense for its truthfulness.
所以，当中原因之一呢，就圣经是非常准确的，然后它也是 能够从里面你自己能自证的哈，是知道它是真实的。
But the other proof that it's good news is it works.
那另外一个证据呢，它是好消息的证据，就是它真的有效啊，它有用。
And if you're not sure that it works, just start asking the people around this table whether or not it works.
如果你自己不能确定呢，你就可以问这个房间里其他的弟兄姊妹啊，看看是不是在他自己他的生命中神的真理是有效的。
And so on Saturday we're going to have a memorial service here for Mrs. Budd.
那我们这周六呢，在教会会有一个葬礼的仪式啊，为Budd 姊妹。
She died a few days ago. She was 94 years old.
那她几天前过世了，是我们教会的老姊妹，94岁。
She's got a very interesting story.
啊，她有一个非常有意思的故事。
About 86 or 87 years ago, one of the ladies from this church went out onto the street and handed her a little invitation to come to our Sunday school.
那大概86到87年前呢，就是我们这个教会的一个姊妹呢，在外面发这个福音单张的时候呢，给了她一个单张，邀请她来我们教会参加儿童主日学。
So she said, well, what will I learn if I go to your Sunday school?
然后他就问那个发单张的啊，说我去你们那学能学到什么呢？
And Mrs. Richmond said to her, you'll learn about the Bible. You'll learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll learn about eternal life.
那个给他单张的姊妹说呢，你要学习耶稣，学习永恒的真理。
And so she came.
然后他就来了。
And she believed what was in the Bible.
他就相信了圣经所说的。
And she believed it for about 85 years.
然后她相信了，就到今天差不多有85年了。
And she believed it because it works.
她相信是因为真的有效。
Okay. Does it work? Yeah.
这是不是有用呢？真的是有用的。
And you ask somebody who believed it a few weeks ago, and they'll say, it's really good, it works.
你如果你问其他人，他也会说，哎，真的是有用的。
And you ask somebody who believed it a lot before that, and they'll say, yep, it works. It's just the longer you live it, the better it gets.
这时候呢，你无论是问刚信几个星期的，还是信了很多很多年的，他们回答都是一样，而且是越信的早的，他越会告诉你这东西是真的。
Not always easy, but it's always good.
不是什么时候都很容易，但是呢。最终的结果一定是好的。
And so the book of Romans tells you, first of all, why you need to have the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
所以呢，罗马书呢，一开始说呢，你为什么要接受基督成为你个人的救主？
And then it tells you what you have to do in order for the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior.
紧跟着呢，他就说你应该做什么才能让耶稣基督成为你个人的救主。
And then it explains to you how the life that Jesus gives will begin to grow out of you.
然后他就开始解释，那耶稣借着你的信心赐给你的生命，怎么样在你里面能够活出来。
And then it gives you the story of what the Lord Jesus did for the nation of Israel, so you can understand what the Lord will do for you.
然后紧跟着他就用神带着以色列人的那段历史来告诉我们神会怎么样今天依然带领我们。
And then when you get to chapter 12, where we are today, the passage tells us how we should live.
那紧跟着就到了12章，就是我们今天会继续查的这个部分，告诉我们成为基督徒以后我们该如何的生活。
And so the first thing we learned last week was,How a Christian should live in the church.
那上一次我们刚刚开始提到的，就是一个基督徒在教会当如何生活。
What should our role in the church be?
那我们在教会的角色应该是怎么样的？
And we learned last week that our role in the church should be something like the role of individual parts of our body in the body.
那我们上一次学到了这样一个形象的比方，那我们在教会的一个 角色呢，就相当于我们身上不同的器官在一个整体身体中的角色。
Not everybody in the church has the same job.
因为不是所有在一个教会里的人都有同样的角色和工作。
Each person should do the job that he's been given to do.
那每一个人呢，都应该做他被分配的那一份职分的工作。
Like in the body, my arm should do one thing, my ears do something else.
就像我的身体里，我的手是要做一种的事情，我的耳朵要做另一种的事情。
That's the way it is in the body.
这就是一个有机体一个身体的比喻的意思。
But then the question is, what should we do as individuals when we're in life meeting other people?Meeting other circumstances.
那接着呢，又告诉我们，我们作为一个个体，我们该怎么样在生活中来处理与人的关系与环境的关系。
And the answer is, we want to try to live like Jesus when we're in the world. But how would you do that?
那我们就像要像耶稣那样在地上活着的时候所做的，那我们该怎么做得到呢？
And so last week we were studying in chapter 12. We began to study the 28 different instructions for us as we go through life meeting circumstances and people.
所以我们上一周开始提了，我们一共有28个命令啊，是告诉我们在和人和这个环境相处的过程中我们当行的事。
And so we're going to start today, and we're going to read down the entire list of those 28. And I want you to look at them and say, well, I guess this is how God would like me to live.
所以我们会仔细把这些呢一个一个来看。你呢读的时候，你就会说，哦，原来神是要我们这么做。
And then we're going to answer all kinds of questions about this list. But this is the list of how to live, how to relate to other people.
那这是一个我们等会儿也可以提回一些问题，但这个是告诉我们当如何生活。
So we'll read it first of all in Chinese, and then we'll read it together in English.
Which verse?
9 through 21.
我们看罗马书十二章的。九节到二十一节 ，Maybe we read along.
Yeah.
我们先用中文一节一节顺序读一下，然后我们一起再用英文读。爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常是服侍主。
指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
部分徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。
逼迫你们的要对他们祝福，不要祝福不可指纵。
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
要彼此同心，不要志气高大。倒要就卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。
要使内心终要胜利与众人服务。
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”
所以，宁愿仇敌若饿了就给他吃，若渴了就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
你不可为恶所胜，还要善胜恶。
Amen. Thank you.
All right, let's read it together then in English. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love.Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. All right. Many questions for you then. My first question to you is this. Is that good advice?
那有很多给大家的问题，第一个就是我想问大家， 这是不是好的建议呢？
Yeah, that's pretty good advice. Second question is, would you like other people to treat you that way?
第二个问题是你希不希望别人用这个原则来跟你相处？
No, you say, yeah, that's right.
你会说是啊，是啊。
Third question is that the way Jesus Christ would act?
那是不是耶稣就是用这个方式生活的呢？
Yes. Fourth question is harder. Is that the way you always act?
那第四个问题更难一些，是不是这是不是你生活中一直遵循的方式呢？
Oh, you say not always. There are some parts there that are easier than others. Yeah, that's not. I don't always act like that.
你说我并不是一直这么做的，我经常有的时候我生命中有一些原则跟这个不一样的。
All right. There's another question that you might ask. And it would go like this. How could I ever act consistently like that?
那有时候你会问自己，我怎么才能持续，consistent，就是一直持续的，用这个方式来生活。
You've all met people in the world who don't always act like that.
你也会经常会碰到一些人，他不是用这个原则来与人相处。
You say, oh dear, that's a problem.
你会说，哎呀，这真是个麻烦。
So the first question would be this, how could I act like this? What must I do in order to have a chance to live like that?
第一就是我怎么样才能这么活出来，我做一些什么才能有机会活出这样的生命。
And we mentioned this last time, that the first word in chapter 12 is therefore.
所以我们上次提到12章的第一个词是所以。
And it means that the only way that we could act like this is because of whatever we learned earlier.
所以唯一我们能够活出这样生命的方式呢，就是我们前面学到的那东西了。
The good news is that if you do what the book of Romans tells you to do, then you can act like that.
所以如果你真的按照罗马书告诉你的方式去走啊，你就能够活到12章就能活出来。
Okay, so those of you who've been studying with us through Romans, you can begin to answer these questions. In order to live like this, how much do you have to pay?
我们一直在学习罗马书的，我们在座的很多人，走到今天你可以开始有。 有能力回答这个问题了。为了要活出这样的生命，你要付多少钱呢？
Don't don't have to pay.
你不需要付任何代价。
How many courses do you have to pass?
那你需要付上什么成本吗？多少课程啊你需要学习多少的课程来做到
Do you have to pass a bunch of courses?
你需要通过多少课程吗？
No.
不需要。
How much work do you have to do?
你要做多少的工作呢？ No. 也没有。
Okay. Then my question is,How can you get to the point where this can be true of you? What do you have to do?
那你怎么才能走到这一个点上？你需要到底做什么？
Answer, you have to believe.
答案是你要相信。
On the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要相信耶稣基督。
Chapter 10.
第十章。
Turn to chapter 10.
我回到第十章。
And we'll read just a few verses together.
我们再读一起读一些的经文。
Chapter 10, we're going to read verses 9 and 10.
第十章的九节和十节。你若 你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.All right, those are amazing verses. What you have to do in order to live the kind of life that we read about in chapter 12, you've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got...
Yeah. 所以你这是非常重要的经文，就是我们怎么样能够活出来十二章的那个命令的样式呢？就是我们要相信，我们要接受基督。
You've got to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on a cross.
你要相信耶稣在十字架上死了。
And that 3 days later he rose again.
然后呢，三天以后他复活了。
And that he's alive today.
然后他今天依然活着。
You've got to believe that the reason he died.
然后你要相信呢，他死的原因
was that you were a sinner just like me.
是因为你是一个罪人，就像我一样。
And you've got to believe that when he rose again, he got new life, and the Bible says he wants to give new life to you as well.
所以你要相信呢，圣经告诉我们的事实是，耶稣死了以后，三天后复活了。那他有一个新的生命要赐给我们，我们借着信心就得着了。
All right. So when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, did he have any power when he came back from the dead?
如果他从死里复活，他是不是有一个大能呢？
Yeah.
是的。
He had all kinds of power.
他有非常大的能力。
There's evidence that he had.Greater powers after he rose from the dead than he had before.
所以他在复活之后的能力显明就比生前死前的这个能力要大得多了。
And the teaching is that if Jesus Christ rose with all this power, what he wants to do is to come into your life so that he can give you his power to be the kind of person that you want to be.
所以正是因为他死而复活，他想要把这能力给你，是以至于呢，你在接受基督重生以后的生命呢，就有活出圣洁的能力了。
So when I read this list, I say to myself, Harold, you could never do that.
然后我看一个这个单子啊，十二章的我们刚才读的，我会对自己说 ，Harold, 你真的做不到啊。
But then I say, but Jesus Christ did that.
然后我会说呢，但是耶稣做到了。
And if Jesus Christ is in me.He can do that.
如果耶稣就在我里面呢，他就能做到。
Okay, now that's very important for us to learn. When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He comes in you and He gives you new life.
这就是很重要的真理。如果你信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主，他就住在你里面，你就得着新生命。
It's eternal life.
这样的生命是永恒的。
It's living water life that we were learning about this morning.
就像我们今天早晨说的，这样的生命是涌出的活水。
And so when Jesus Christ becomes your Savior, He makes you a new and a different person. He enables you to live like Jesus.
如果耶稣住在你里面，他就会帮你变成一个完全不同的人，像耶稣那样的性格。
Okay? And so Paul says at the beginning of chapter 12.
所以保罗在十二章的一开始这么说。
He says, I want you to live like a living sacrifice.
他说我想要你啊，当作活祭把。
And a living sacrifice says, I yield myself to God.
相当于我跟主说，我想把我自己献上给你。
And when you yield yourself to God, Jesus comes into your heart and life, and He starts working through you because you're not resisting Him, you're yielding to Him.
正是因为我们愿意把自己交给神，神住在我们里面，耶稣就能让我们能够有能力活出十二章后面讲到那美好的生命。
And I told you this story before, but I'm going to tell it to you again about the little boy in school who was in art class and he couldn't draw any better than me.
那我以前可能告诉你这个故事，我再讲一遍，就是在我小学时候的班上呢，有个孩子他在艺术课上啊，他画画总画不了有我好。
And the teacher said to him, "Today we're each going to draw a picture of a rose."
所以今天的老师说呢，我们都要画一个玫瑰花的画。
And he said, "I can't draw a rose."
然后他说呢，哎呀，我画不了玫瑰呀。
And he was sitting there frustrated as he was trying to figure out how to draw a rose.
然后他就在这个纸上涂来涂去啊，很沮丧，画不出来。
And the teacher said to him, "You take your pen, and you put your pen in your hand, and then you just let me lead you."
然后老师说呢，你把你的笔拿出来，你拿着笔，然后呢，老师拿着他的手来画。
And the teacher grabbed his arm.
然后呢，老师把他的手抓住。
And the teacher started to move his arm.
然后老师就开始移动他的手。
And he left the pen on the paper.
然后呢，他的手上面的笔就开始在纸上动了。
And instead of resisting the teacher's arm, he yielded to the teacher's arm.
你会看见呢，这个孩子他没有抗拒老师的手的力。他相反把自己的手交在老师的手里。
And after a while, there was a beautiful rose on the paper.
然后过了一会儿呢，纸上就有一个特别漂亮的玫瑰出来。
He said, "Can I take this home?"
然后呢，小孩子说，我能把这拿回家吗
？And the teacher said, "Yes."
老师说，当然。
So he took it home and showed it to his mother.
然后他就回去给他妈妈看。
And he said to his mother, "How do you like that?"
跟妈妈说，怎么样？你看还好吗？
She said, "Oh, that's very, very beautiful. Who did that?"
然后他妈妈说，哎呦，这真的太好了，谁画的
？He said, "I did."
他说我画的。
I wrote that.
我画的。
Okay. That's the only way we can live these verses.
对，这是一个唯一的方式，我们能够活出这些。
You go to the Lord Jesus and you say, "Lord Jesus, I want to be a living sacrifice for you."
然后呢？我们要做的就是说，主啊，我愿意在你面前成为活祭，我献给你。
I don't want to fight you anymore.
我不想用我的意志来和你抵抗。
I want you to lead me.
我希望你来引导我。
I want you to take me and use me.
也希望你带领我，使用我。
And if you do that, He will make you just as beautiful as those 28 things we read about in those verses.
只要你真的把自己交给神，不抗拒，他就能够 把你变成的十二章后面的二十八个命令那讲出来的这么美好的人。
Now there are several things in these verses that are very interesting. In verse number 11.
那有几节呢？我们可以看见很有意思，比如说十一节。
We read the words at the end of the verse, serving the Lord.
在这一节的最后呢，讲到服侍主。
Okay, if you are going to live life, you want to live it serving the Lord.
如果你想要活出一个生命呢，你总是希望这生命是在服侍主的。
Some people say, well, I'd be willing to do that at church on Sunday morning.
有的人说，哎呀，我想在主日的早晨呢，哎，在教会做点服侍。
But these verses aren't all about church on Sunday morning.
那这些经文呢 ？Aren't right? Not.
They're not all about church on Sunday morning.
对，所以但这些经文呢，并不只是在讲我主日的早晨去教会帮忙这么一点事儿。
These verses are about what we do on Monday morning and Tuesday afternoon and all through Wednesday night. And they're verses for all the time.
它不是只是礼拜天早晨的经文，它是我们星期一、星期二、星期三，我们每一时刻都要活出来的生命的样子。
So when would a Christian be serving the Lord?
那一个基督徒什么时候在服侍主呢？
And the answer is all the time.
答案是所有的时候都在。
And his character becomes like this all the time.
那他的性格呢，也就会像这样，所有的时间都像。
And you say, well, that actually that'd be very, very nice if that was me all the time.
你会说，哎呀，如果我是这样的，真是美，很美好啊。
I looked at these verses again, and I tried to find out what the central theme is.
那我看见这些经文呢，我就想找一个主要的主题了。
And one of the central themes is also in verse 11.
那一个很主要的主题在十一节呢。
It says, "Never be lacking in zeal."
就是不要懒。
There's two kinds of people in the world, really.
其实世界上有两种的人呢。
One kind is let's get going.
有一种呢，就是说我要去做，往前进。
Full of zeal.
很有热情。
And then there are other people who are.
另外一种呢，就是不太有热情。
And they don't do very much.
那他们不做什么事情比较少一点。
Some people say that it's there are three kinds of people. The people who make things happen.
有的人是这么来分的。他有三种的人，一种呢是使事情发生的人。
There's people who watch things happen.
有一种呢是看着事情发生的人。
And there are the people who say, "What happened?"
还有一种人说发生什么了。
Okay, God's people are the people who get enthusiastic and do something.
所以神的孩子呢，总是心里是火热，在殷勤服侍主。
And we're going to read down through all of these verses again, and you're going to find that over and over and over in these verses, they talk about people who are enthusiastic and do things.
所以你会看见经文里不停的一次一次讲到人们是要殷勤做事情。
If you were one of Jesus' disciples,
如果你是耶稣的门徒之一，
what do you think he did most days?
那你觉得他每天做什么？
Answer lots of stuff.
答案是很多事情。
Did he sit around doing nothing, twiddling his thumbs?
他会不会坐在那就摆弄他的手指头坐着不动呢？
That's not Jesus.
这不是耶稣啊。
Have you noticed the way God made the world?
你记得神是怎么造万物造世界的吗？
What do the birds do every day?
飞鸟每天做什么？
They sing. They build their nests. And the birds are pretty active.
然后他们会去筑巢嘛，对吧？啊，筑巢可是很辛苦的。
What do the little ants do every day?
那小蚂蚁每天做什么？
Well, they work every day.
他每天都工作啊。
Yeah.What do the cows do every day?
母牛每天干啥？
They eat and eat and eat and eat.
他就吃了吃了吃吃吃吃。
Okay. What do Christians do every day?
基督徒每天做什么？
We serve the Lord.
我们服侍主啊，做。
So these verses, they're verses of serving the Lord. They're verses of zeal, and they're verses of activity.
所以他们是热情的，是在殷勤里面做事情。
What did the Lord Jesus do when he was alive, when he saw need?
所以耶稣在他活着的时候，他看见需要，他做什么？
He reached out to meet the need, didn't he?
对，他就伸出手去满足那需要嘛，不是吗？
What did he do when he saw people who were hungry?
他看见饿的人，他会怎么样？
He fed them.
他给他们吃饱。
What did he do when he saw people who were sick?
他看见生病的人，他怎么样？
He healed them.
他医治好他们。
What did he do when he saw people who were dead?
他看见死了的人怎么办？
Gave them life.
他让。
What did he do when he saw people who didn't know what to do, they didn't understand?
对那些很不明白糊涂的人，他怎么办？
He taught them.
他教导他们。
Okay, now God says, that's what I want you to do. How are you going to live life?
所以神说，这就是我想要你过的生活，你应该怎么过这样的生活？
In the first verses of chapter 12, he says, you're part of the church, you're part of the body of Christ, work together with the Christians.
所以十二章的一开始，我们是身体的一部分呢，我们一起来做一样事情。
And in the second part here that we just read, verses 9 through 21, he's saying to people, don't just sit there, get involved, start doing things.
从九节开始往后呢，他就说不要坐在那不动，要开始做，要起来做事。
All right, so we're going to go down the list again. There's 28 of them there. I'm not going to give you the numbers. You can count them sometimes. I tell you again, 28 is the number. It's 4 by 7. 4 is the four corners of the earth, picturing the whole responsibility of life. 7 is the complete number, how to respond to all the issues of life.
这里一共有28个点，大家可以自己去数。28呢，就4个7。四呢，一般在圣经里代表四方，也就是全地了，所有的。那七呢，是代表完全数，所以这就是全地的完全的回应。回应什么呢？回应一个完美的人生是什么样的。
Okay, here we go again. Number one.
那我们一起再来看一遍。第一呢
，Love must be sincere.
爱人不可虚假。
Okay, not everybody is sincere in love.
不是每一个人在爱里呢都是诚实的。
We heard this morning about the woman who'd had 5 husbands and was now living with number 6.
就像早晨我们查考的那一段，撒玛利亚的妇人，她有5个丈夫，现在那个还不是她现在的。
Something was very, very wrong.
那在她的生命里有一些很糟糕的事。
Some hypocrisy in there somewhere.
所以有一些他碰到的人可能是假冒伪善的。
And this verse says, love must be sincere. We're supposed to love one another, and we love one another with a sincerity. We get involved. We say, this is, I am going to love, and I'm going to help.
所以爱人不可虚假啊，就是指着我们不要像法利赛人那样啊，不要假冒伪善。
Now the next one is hate.What is evil?
恶要厌恶。
Okay. Do you find some people don't hate what's evil?
你有没有发现有些人其实是不恨恶恶的。
What is our response to evil supposed to be?
我们对于恶呢，我们的态度应该是什么？
We're supposed to say, no, I hate that. It's not just bad. I hate it. It's evil.
我会说呢，不，我不要。我不但说这是不好的，我就恨恶它。
We're supposed to cling to what is good.
我们总是要竭尽啊，要抓住这个善，善要亲近。
What's the word cling mean?
这个 cling 这个词什么意思？
Hang on to it tight.
就紧紧的抓。
Don't let it go.
就抓住它 ，cling 就是抓的意思。
Well, that's true of all our relationships in life. We should be consistently hanging on to the good and getting rid of the evil.
他讲了一个特别鲜明的对比，就对那个恶呢，你不但是不要，而且要恨他，要讨厌。然后对善呢，你不是说好，你要紧紧的去抓。
Now verse 10 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
他说爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
Okay, among other things, brotherly love means I like you.
在许多的这个事情里面的那弟兄的爱哈是就。
Some people say, well, you know, I don't really like him that much.
是说呢，哎呀，我很爱你。那有的人说呢，我并不是那么爱。
Some people say, well, I tolerate him, but I don't like him.
有的人说呢，哎呀，其实我就是忍耐他，但是我没有到爱他的程度。
The Lord says, no, learn to like them.
那神说不，你还是要学习怎么爱。
Some people are easier to like than others, but if you go out of your way, you can learn to like people.
当然有些人比别人呢更难一点哈，要去爱他，但是我们总是要去做这事。
The next line is, honor one another above yourself.
那恭敬人要彼此推让。
Oh, you say, well, I'm pretty good. And frankly, he's not very good.
你会说，哎呀，我其实还不错啊，但是那个人不是那么好。
No, you give him honor. You respect the other person. You love her. You honor her.
然后你给他尊敬啊，你尊重他。
As you read down this list, you may say, you know, that's not always easy.
然后你读这些经文的时候，你说，哎呀，这不是太容易。
But it doesn't have to be easy. You just have to believe. You just have to live like Jesus and let Jesus love the people through you.
所以这个不是说呢是容易，因为容易还是靠你自己去做。你总是把自己交给主，主在你里面，耶稣的灵在你里面，他就会去爱别人。
Okay, the next one says, never be lacking in zeal.
那十一节呢，殷勤不可懒动。
Okay.Get enthusiastic.
怎么要热情啊？
Jump to the opportunity.
然后神给你兴起了机会就去抓。
Little children are often full of zeal.
小孩子总是很热情。
And sometimes they say, we're going to grandma's, we're going to grandma's, we're going, and they get all excited and they're bouncing around.
有的时候他们会跳啊跳啊跳，我要去奶奶家，我去看奶奶，我去奶奶家。对。
Okay, you and I should be like that.
我们也要像这样。
Okay, we're going to heaven, we're going to heaven, we're going to heaven, we're going to heaven.
你说，哎呀，我要去天堂，我要去天堂，我要去赶紧要去天堂。
Oh,
好高兴啊
yeah, he said, yeah, I can get excited about that.
对，我们。
Sure.
很喜乐，很喜乐。
All right, it says keep your spiritual fervor.
然后再要心里火热，心里火热。
Fervor, I don't even know what the word fervor means. What's fervor in Chinese? Norma says energy. Okay. Yeah, fervor. It's like enthusiasm. Let's go. It's fervent is the adjective, and get going.
就是要做起来。心里火热还是很准确的翻译。
All right. Verse 12.
十二节。
Be joyful in hope.
十二节又是个新的部分了。指望中要喜乐。
Hope.
盼望中啊要喜乐。
Sometimes we say, oh yeah, I guess it's going to happen, but.
有的时候我们会这么说，哎呀，我也相信呢，猜呢，大概这个事会这么发生，但是。
Now, if it's going to happen, be excited about it. Be joyful about the fact it's going to happen.
如果这事呢，你相信会发生，你总是要高兴嘛。哎呀，这个要在这个事实里先高兴。
Children again, they often understand this very well.
小孩子经常能更好地理解这个话。
When I was a boy, somebody told me.That in a few days it was going to be Christmas.
我小孩子的时候呢，有人说，哎，过几天就是圣诞节了。
I like Christmas.
我很喜欢圣诞节。
There were at least two reasons I like Christmas.
至少有两个原因我喜欢圣诞节。
One was because, three reasons, Norma just reminded me. Three reasons why I like Christmas. Number one, we got lots of presents.
三个原因，第一呢，有很多礼物。
Number two, we got lots of good food.
第二呢，很多好吃的。
Number three, I didn't have to go to school.
第三呢，不用去上学。
Okay, you can get excited about that.
然后你就很早就开始激动了。
Okay. And so, what I found interesting was that I was rejoicing in the hope of Christmas long before Christmas came.
所以我在盼望圣诞节的那个时候就一直很喜乐，这就叫在指望中喜乐。
Okay, and if Christmas is going to be next week,Christmas is coming.
下个星期是圣诞节，哎呀，圣诞节要来了，就很高兴，很高兴。
That's how the Christian should live life.
这就是一个基督徒在生命中啊，应该活的时候是。
Patient in affliction.
在患难中要忍耐。
Is that easy?
这个容易吗
？Affliction. We don't like affliction.
我们不喜欢患难，没有人。
How can affliction be?Something that we can be patient in.
我们怎么能在患难的场景里能够忍耐呢
？Okay, this is how.
是这么做的。
The Bible says that God is able and willing to take your affliction and make it for your good.
这就是圣经说的，神呢很盼望，很愿意，也有这样的能力。把你的患难变成祝福。
And because affliction is for your good, you can enjoy it, you can endure it, because you know it's going to work for your good.
正是因为你相信神，虽然你的患难在这里，但是它是为了你的祝福。你知道这样的事实的时候，你就会在盼望中喜乐了。
All right, the next one is faithful in prayer.
第三个呢，就祷告要恒切，这同样的一节。
It's the concept of praying and praying and praying and praying.
所以这就在讲了持续的祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告。
So one of you asked me the other day, how often should we pray?
你们当中一位有一天问我，我应该每天祷告多久呢
？Okay, and my answer was, as you'll remember, how often do you speak to your wife?
那你每天跟太太说话多长时间呢
？And you're talking all the time because you're working together. And then,
因为你们一直说话嘛，一直说话。那你不会去数我今天跟太太说了几句话，
right.
因为你们会一直说话嘛。
How often do you talk to Jesus?
那你需要数。
You're working together. You talk and you talk and you pray and you pray.
你跟耶稣也是一样的，你就一直说话，一直说话，就在祷告。
If we're going to live like this, we've got to keep on praying.Because it's only Jesus working through us that's going to make this work.
所以我们为了让这些能够活出来呢，我们总是要恒切祷告，因为只有他能活出来，他抓着我的手才写得出。
Okay, the next one is share with God's people who are in need.
说圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。
Well, that's not always easy. Some of us don't like to share.
真的不是特别容易，因为我们有的时候不是太能够分享。
Some people and children have to learn. They have to learn to share.
有些孩子呢要学习如何分享。
And we can say, no, this is mine. I worked for it.
我们会说呢，哎，不是，这是我的，我自己劳力得来的。
But God says, no, you share with others who are in need.
那神说呢，不，你要和其他人在需要里要分享。
The next one is practice hospitality.
那下一个呢，就是客要一味的款待哈。
Okay, keep on reaching out to people in the fellowship, the joy of hospitality.
那总是要在热情中款待中啊，去待别人。
Hospitality is doing good things with other people, especially enjoying them, entertaining them in your home.
那尤其是在家里啊，你招待一些朋友，就是显出主人的厚恩呢、啊。
God's given you a good life.
那神给了你一个很好的生活。
Don't keep it all to yourself. You invite others to come to be with you and enjoy your good life too.
那不要让这个生活只是局限于你，那总是要去与人分享。
The next one is bless those who persecute you.
十四节呢，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福。
Have you noticed it's beginning to get a little harder?
你会发现呢，随着这个经文一节节往后，越变越难了。
What about that person who didn't treat you properly?
那对于那个待你不是太友善的那个人怎么办？
That person who robbed you?
那个很可能抢了你东西的。
Okay. It's very, very difficult.This verse says we are to bless them, to pray for them, and seek to encourage, help them.
所以这里告诉我们呢，我们要为他们祈求啊，求神，也帮助他们。
Says bless them, don't curse them.
给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
The temptation is to say, "Oh, I hope something terrible happens to you."
我们会有这样的试探，就是对逼迫我们的人，我们会说，哎呀，我真的希望他发生一点不好的事。
Okay. The next one says, "Now rejoice with them who rejoice."
十五节呢，与喜乐的人要同乐。
Something good happens to somebody, they get all excited, they're rejoicing. What do you and I do?
如果有人碰到一个好高兴的事啊，他那我们该怎么办？
We say, all right, I'm going to rejoice too. I'm going to be happy with you. You're happy, I'll be happy. Let's sing together.
那我说我也要高兴，我要跟你一起高兴啊，我们一起来唱歌。
Okay, and somebody else is mourning, somebody else is weeping. What do you do with them?
那假设你碰到哀哭的人怎么办呢？
You weep with them. So instead of living your own private life,You enter into the life of other people.
那不但你过自己的个人的生活啊，你还进到他人的生活里去，与他同乐同哭。
All right, verse 16. Live in harmony with one another.
啊，要彼此同心。
What do you know about harmony?
这个和谐，这个 harmony 是什么意思？
Harmony is a musical term.
这是一个音乐用词。
And in music, there is a note.
它有一个音符啊。
But associated with the note is a chord.
那就有音阶了，大概是。
So if someone sings a note, you can get someone else to sing a dominant or a...I can't even remember what the elements are in the chord, but there are usually three or four different notes in every chord.
那比方说呢，每个音阶里可能有几个音符啊。
Usually when you get a choir, the choir will sing in unison sometimes, but then it sings in harmony, and the harmony takes the dominant note,And it builds around it to make it even more beautiful.
对，这是个比较专业的音乐术语，我也没太听明白，因为我不懂。I explain, I cannot understand it, because I'm not an expert in music.
You go right ahead. You go right ahead.
就是一个音阶里面有几个声部不一样的声部。
它可能是和弦是吧？
调声。
和声啊。
Okay.So when something good happens to somebody, you get in there. You're not necessarily exactly like them, but you parallel yourself with them, and you make their situation even more beautiful.
对，他在讲一个呢，如果有一个人他在里面是比较主要的，他是好的，然后呢你跟随他，然后你这个跟随会让整个的音乐呢变得更加的美。这就像我们跟随耶稣，就让整个音调变得更加美。
So you're continually saying to one another, "What can I do to make your situation better?"
所以我们总是说呢，哎，我来做些什么，使你这个情形呢变得更好一些。
Sometimes we say that, don't we? Can I help you?
有的时候我们会说呢，哎，我能帮助你吗？
And sometimes people say, yes, you could. How would you like? You can lift, you can change, you can move, you can, when I do this, you do that.
有的时候人会说，是啊，是啊，你能帮助，你能做这个，你能改变那个，是你可以提供很多帮助。
The next one is, don't be proud.
下一个呢，就不要骄傲，不要志气高大。
That is very, our society almost teaches people to be proud, don't they?
所以我们的社会现在总是教导人去骄傲。
Don't be proud. The next one is, be willing to associate with people of low estate.
倒要辅救卑微的人。
Some people say, well, I don't like to associate with him. He's not rich enough. He's not smart enough. He's not good enough.And we put them down. God says, no, you reach out to the poor and the lowly too.
我们人天然不会去太去关注那些卑微的人啊，但是神说不，你去关注他们。
That was the Lord Jesus, wasn't it?
主耶稣就是这样的人。
It says of the Lord Jesus that he was the friend of tax collectors and sinners.
因为圣经告诉我们，耶稣自己就是税吏和罪人的朋友。
The proud Jewish people didn't want to have anything to do with him.
那些骄傲的犹太的人呢，他们是不太希望和这样的罪人有任何的联系的。
But the Lord Jesus was a friend of the despised people, and he was even a friend of sinners' people.
所以神是那被鄙视和卑微的人的朋友，甚至是罪人的朋友。
I love that because the Lord Jesus decided that he would even be a friend of mine.
我很喜欢这样的事实，因为呢，耶稣也决定成为我的朋友。
What a humble, wonderful man he was. Came all the way down to where I was.
他这显出的谦卑是多么的大，他一直谦卑到来成为我的朋友。
And so the next line says, "Don't be conceited."
那下一节呢，就不要自以为聪明。
Now verse 17, "Don't repay anyone." Evil for evil.
十七节，不要以恶报恶。
They've done any evil to you, don't you repay them evil.
如果有人以恶待你呢，就不要用恶还回去。
Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody.
那众人以为美的事，就要记留心去做。
That's a problem, isn't it?
那这是个麻烦，对不对？
Sometimes you want to do something that's right, but it'll look like it's wrong.
有的时候呢，你想做一些好的事，但是发现呢，看起来做错了。
And so you've got to do what is right in such a way that it looks like it's right.
所以你总是要做一些事呢，你想做的是好的，做出来的也是好。
And often that makes it even more difficult to do what's right.
所以这使呢，你要做对的事要变得更难了。
If it's possible, as far as it depends on all of you, live at peace with everyone.
那若可行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Okay, that's often very difficult. Sometimes it's impossible.
有的时候真的很难，几乎不可能。
But you try to live at peace with everybody. You try to do those things.
所以你总是很努力的，尽量的这么做啊。和人和睦相处。
Don't take revenge.
不要自己伸冤。
It's there's almost a repetitious theme here. It's easy for us to say, I'll get even, I'll get back at you, I wanna hit you. Don't be like that. Don't fight back.
所以很容易我们受的自己的里面的试探就是我要还手，我要打你啊，我要复仇，对，这个不要自己去做。
Remember the Lord Jesus Christ when he was on trial before he went to the cross, they said all kinds of things against him, they did all manner of bad things to him, but he did not fight back.
记得耶稣在上十字架前受了很大的审判、逼迫和羞辱啊，但是耶稣并没有还手。
The next line is very interesting. It says, but leave room for God's wrath.
下一节讲得很有意思，他说听凭主怒啊。
What does that mean?
这句什么意思？
If somebody did something very bad against me, what's going to happen next?
如果有人做了很糟糕的事啊，对，在对我身上做了，会发生什么？
I've got two options.
我有两个选择。
Number one is I could do something bad to them.
第一呢，我也可以做一些事呢，去还给他。
Or I could say, No, Lord, I want you to get even with that person.
还有一个你说，主啊，我不做，但是我希望你呢，盼望你能够伸张公义。
Now, if these two options are there, if I say I'm going to fight back, or if God fights back, who's going to do the better job of fighting back?
在这两个选择里呢，我自己去打回去，还是神替我来打回去，哪一个会更好？
God going to do a better job of getting even than I am?
神做的工一定比我做的要好。
Okay, so if there's that option, it's either me who gets back or he gets back, I'd better say, let him get back because I wouldn't do a good job. He'll do a good job.
正是因为我可能做的不好，我可能在这个过程中并不是做合神心意的事，所以我选择不去打回去，把这件事交给神来审判。
But this teaches us,that if I decide I'm going to get back, God can't get back and won't get back.
这也意味着呢，如果我自己动手打回去呢，神就不管了，神没有，神也不会再去做这个审判。
So if I do it, it'll be wrong, and God won't do anything.
正是因为我做的可能是错的，神也没有空间再去做什么。
But if I don't do it, then God can do it, and He'll do it right.
神如果我不做，那神的审判和发怒的这个时间呢和空间就都有了，然后他做的一定是对的。
That's pretty good, isn't it?
这个安排一定是比我们自己做要好。
If God does it, I don't have to do it.
如果神已经做了，我就不需要自己做了。
Which means I can be at peace, I can sleep, I don't have to go out and fight, God will fight for me.
对，这就意味着我可以睡着了，我可以很平安，我不需要总是去打，因为神会替我打。
And He'll do a good job.
而且他做的会更好。
And it's written, it's mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord.
因为经上记着，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
So you and I don't have to fight back, because God has already promised that He will fight back.
所以我们不需要自己为自己伸冤，因为神承诺了我们，他必伸冤。
And therefore,As the scripture says in verse 20, if your enemy is hungry, feed him.
所以后面的说呢，你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃。
If he's thirsty, give him something to drink.
他若渴了，就给他喝。
Is that what most people do?
这是不是每一个人都会做的呢？
No, that's not what most people do.
不是的。
That's how the Christian is supposed to act.
那这是基督徒应该有的行为了。
Very difficult.
那也是非常难。
As a matter of fact, it says, in doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head.
因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他头上。
By loving him, if he doesn't respond properly, why, his judgment will be greater.
所以你爱他啊，当然他的回应是不正确的回应的话呢，这个会让他所面临的审判更大。
Okay, two more.
所以两个，还剩两个。
Do not be overcome by evil.
不可为恶所胜。
Okay, evil often is surrounding us and it would overwhelm us. And the Bible says, don't let the evil around you overwhelm you. Keep rising above it.
所以神说呢，你不要让你身边的很多的恶啊所胜。
How do you do that?
你怎么才能做呢?
You overcome evil with good.
就是你要以善胜恶。
So my friend decided many years ago when he was at university,
就是我的朋友啊，在大学的时候，很多年前，
that he was going to have he was going to rent a small store, I guess it was, from which he could preach the gospel to people.
他想去租一个小店，那样的话呢，他在小店里可以跟人传福音。
And so they got the store, they got some furniture, they put it in there, probably a coffee house and so on, and he had everything there ready to go.
他弄了个小店，很多桌子，也许是个咖啡小咖啡厅，然后啊，一切都搞好。
Across the street was the local Hell's Angels Clubhouse.
然后的街对面呢，就是一个酒吧。
Okay, so here you have the Christians on one side of the street, and the Hell's Angels on the other side of the street.
你可以想象，一群的基督徒聚会是在街的这边，一群的这个酒吧进酒吧的人在街的那边。
And the Hell's Angels didn't really appreciate what the Christians were doing.
所以呢，那些酒吧里的人也不喜悦基督徒做这些事儿。
One day, the Christians went down, and everything in their clubhouse had been stolen.
有一天呢，基督徒发现呢，在那个对面的那个酒吧里的很多东西都被偷了。
They went through the house.And the only thing that was left was an iron that the woman would use to iron her clothes.
Which store was stolen?
The Christian's store was looted. Everything was taken out of the Christian store.
我搞错了，不是酒吧被偷，是那个基督徒聚会的这个地方被偷了。就剩一个什么？就剩个这个熨斗，就是。富人用的这个烫衣服的。
The only thing that was left was this woman's iron.
就这个女士的这个熨斗还留着。
So my friend said, "What do we do?" They prayed.
然后他的朋友就说：“那我们该怎么办呢？都被盗了，我们来祷告吧。
”And he went across the street, and he knocked on the door of the Hell's Angels group.
然后他就走过街对面啊，去敲对面的门。
And he said, "You know, I understand that some of your friends came to our place last night and needed a few things, but one thing you left this iron, and we want you to have it."
然后他敲了门就说呢，我知道你们里面有些人昨天晚上到我们那去了一下，但你们少拿了一样东西。这个熨斗啊，你们现在可以拿去了。
And so he gave it to them, thanked them very much, told them that he'd pray for them, and he went home.
然后他就把这熨斗给了他们，也说谢谢你们啊，我为你们祷告，他就回家去了。
The next day, he went back to the clubhouse. All the furniture was back where it was belonging.
那他第二天他又回去呢？发现丢的家具全部放回原来地方去。
Yeah, it was a while after that that one of the girls who was a Christian was walking down the street.
那过一阵子呢，有一个基督徒的姊妹啊，就在街上，在这条街上走。
One of the men in the Hell's Angels group said something bad about her.
那有一个这个酒吧的人呢，就对这个女孩说了一些很不好的话。
And he was standing beside one of the leaders of the Hell's Angel group.
然后他站在呢这个酒吧的一个首领边上。
And the leader reached out, and with his arm he smacked that man and threw him over the railing.
然后他反正就是把这个人打了一顿。
And he said to that man, he said.Those people are our friends. We don't talk about them that way. And so he just said, "You don't do that. They're our friends."
所以他就告诉那个骂人的人说，对方对面那些人是我们的朋友，你不能这么无理，这么粗鲁。
Don't be overcome by evil. Overcome evil with good.
所以不可为恶所胜啊，反要以善胜恶。
But the only way this works is if God is able to do a miracle.
那这样的方式能成，只有一个前提，就是神在行神迹。
Do you believe God can do miracles?
你觉得神是不是会行神迹呢？
Of course.
If God can't do miracles, you and I are wasting our time today.
如果神不能行神迹呢，你我今天就在浪费时间。
Okay. Everything about this book is miracles.
那关于这本书呢，就都是神迹了。
Okay. The miracle is that one day we're going to die and go to heaven.
神迹就是有一天我们终于都会死，要去天堂。
Is that going to take a miracle?
那这是不是神迹呢？是的。
Okay, God says I'm going to come into your life and I want to change your life. Does He do it by doing a miracle?
那神说呢，我要到你的生命来，把你的生命改变了，这是不是个神迹呢？
I asked you a long time ago to raise your hand if God had ever answered your prayer, and I just watched your hands go up. How does God answer prayers?
我以前问过你们，神有没有听你的祷告？大家都举手。神怎么听你祷告
？By doing miracles，
用行神迹的方式听你祷告吗
？This book is all about the God who does miracles。
那这本书呢，都是在讲神，关乎神的神迹。
Okay， when He took my sins away， it took a miracle。
那他把我的罪除去了，就是个神迹。
And when He gave me a new life to live, it took a miracle.
那我们把这个他的新生命给我们，也是个神迹。
And if I'm going to live in the church here the way He wants me to, according to the first half of this chapter, it's going to take lots of miracles.
如果我要按照这十二章的前半段讲的，我在教会如何合一啊，成为肢体，这也需要很大的神迹。
And all of these things that we've read about today, they're going to require God to work miracles.In me, through me, for me.
这也后面的那半段呢，也需要我们活出这样的生命，就是神在我里面，借着我，也为了我，把这一切神迹做出来。
Okay, God is a miracle worker. He wants to do miracles for you and for me. And the Bible is full of the promises that say God will work miracles.
神是行神迹的神，他愿意在你的生命里，在我的生命里行各样的神迹。这本圣经就满了神迹。
All right, that's the end of the chapter. Do we have some questions?
好，这是十二章结束了，我们有没有什么问题呢？
Some questions, some thoughts, some comments, things I haven't made clear, some things you want clarification on.Well,
yeah, 问题就是炭火堆在他头上啥意思？
It probably means that if something is wrong and I take action against it, something might happen. It might be good, but if God takes action, He will judge it.And He will judge it perfectly. And His judgment will be worse than my judgment could be.
他其实是在讲一个比方，就是如果我自己去做一个复仇的事呢，我可能做了会带来一个后果，但是这个后果呢，其实并不能完全的显明这个公义啊。但若是我留给神。神把这个审判留给神，那我用爱的方式对待仇敌，那若仇敌的反应是负面的呢，那神的复仇，神的审判会比我去做要厉害的多啊，就这人要得着的会糟糕的多。
So there are levels of punishment for doing things that are bad.
所以做坏事呢，它其实受惩罚是有不同的层级的。
If I execute the judgment.And force the punishment, it'll be little.
如果我来做那个审判者，我来去复仇呢？这样的一个程度是很轻的。
If God executes judgment and forces the punishment, it will not only be accurate and right, but it'll be more than I will be able to.
相反，如果是神做呢，不但准确，而且呢，会程度更比我做要更深。这就是堆炭火的意思。
I think that's what it means.
我觉得就是这个意思。
Is there an idiom about the, I mean the heap?
Heap.
Heap.
Do you have a translation for that?
哦，就是这里面有没有什么典故是吧？
The punishment that God gives to people, the ultimate punishment is hell, is it not?
对，因为我们知道最终的审判就是地狱嘛，地狱就是火嘛。
If we say no, God, I don't want you, the Lord can only say you will have to go to hell, the lake of fire.
所以你对神拒绝了以后呢，最终的结局就是地狱和火湖啊。
That's where the devil will be punished.
这就是恶者魔鬼会待的地方。
That's where his angels will be punished.
对，就是撒旦和他的帮凶待的地方。
And that's where his followers on earth will be punished.
也是那些撒旦在地上的追随者去的地方。
If you believe in Jesus, you get to go to heaven to be with him forever.
如果你要相信基督呢，你会在天上永恒的与他同在。
But if someone doesn't believe in Jesus, but they believe the devil, they get to go with the devil to hell to be with him forever.
如果有人不相信耶稣基督，他们就会拒绝，那就接受撒旦，就会在地狱之火里与撒旦同在。
And so the symbol of judgment in hell is fire.
所以在地狱的审判里的一个很重要的表征就是火。
And if God says, I will execute judgment, he heaps more fire on the head.
这就是神在这说，如果一直让他积累愤怒，就相当于把这个火再存起来，直到有一天全部倾倒下，这是很可怕的。
So not all the rewards in heaven are equal.
所以就像在天上的神给每一个圣徒的赏赐是不一样的。
Not all the punishments in hell are equal.
同样的，所有在地狱里的惩罚程度也是不一样的。
Okay, so we say I want to go to heaven, and when I get there, I want the best rewards we can get.
所以我每个人的做选择的时候，总是我愿意去天堂，同时呢，我也愿意按照神的话去做，去得那我能得最好的那个赏赐嘛，一样的。他拒绝有不同的程度，最终的结局也是地狱之火的程度也不一样。
All right, other comments, questions.
My question is, how about if someone killed my brother in front of me, how should I can do?
就是他的问题是呢，那说逼迫你们的人啊，要给他们祝福。但是如果有人在我面前杀了我的兄弟，那我怎么反应呢？
We say, Lord, I want to live this.
我说呢，主啊，我愿意按这个生活，按这个经文生活。
You remember the story of Peter.The disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你记得彼得啊，主耶稣基督的门徒。
And the Lord Jesus Christ was taken prisoner in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那主耶稣呢，在克西马尼园啊被抓起来。
And Peter said, "You're not going to take my brother like that."
然后彼得说呢，不行不行，你们不能抓我的兄弟耶稣这么抓。
And so Peter grabbed a sword.
然后彼得就把刀拔出来了。
Cut his ear off.
把那个抓的人的首领那个给耳朵给砍下来。
The Lord said no, Peter.
主说不，彼得这不对。
It's a terrible thing when it happens, but you say, "I'm going to follow the Lord." The Lord says, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay. I'm not going to avenge even that."
所以这个审判在主，永远是审判在主。然后耶稣自己也活出了这样的表率。
That's very, very hard, Mom.
这不容易，当然肯定不容易，对，是很难的。
Yeah. What you do is you pray that it won't happen. That's what we do. We pray it won't happen.
对，我们就祷告求神啊，不要让我们临到这样的极端的情形啊。
First sentence, we should hate what is evil.
Yes.
But next one is we do not repay anyone evil for evil.
That's right.
I think actually this is a conflict sentence, I think. Maybe the first sentence is internal, but the next one is external.
Okay, the next sentence, which one was the next one? I didn't get it.
First is verse 9.
Verse 9, that's right. And the second one is?
Second one
17.
All right. Okay, so that should be translated, yes.
就他说呢，第九节讲恶要恨厌恶啊，然后第十七节说呢，又不要以恶报恶，他说这两节可能有一些冲突啊。
All right, so I think maybe there's two different contexts here.
对，他在讲不同的上下文。
One is hate what is evil.
第一个呢是要恨，恨那个恶的事情。
So you don't want to have anything to do with evil.
就是你不想跟罪啊有什么任何的瓜葛和联系。
Stay away from it.
远离这样的罪。
Somebody else is doing evil, don't you be with them.
如果有人在犯罪呢，在做坏事呢，你就离他远点。
Many times in my life, I've had to say to people that I was with, you may do that, I will not. You may go there, I won't go with you.
我的一生经常会碰到这种情形，我会跟那这样的人说，我说你愿意做这个事你做，我反正不去。你愿意去那呢，你去，我反正不去。
But the second one is don't repay evil for evil.
那第二个呢，讲到是不是以恶去报恶。
So when I was a little boy, one of my friends stepped right on my shoes.
那我在小孩子的时候呢，有个恶孩子就踩我的脚。
And I just got a new pair of shoes.
这是我一双新鞋。
And they were nice shoes.
一双很漂亮的新鞋。
Okay, I bought them.I guess I bought them over 60 years ago.
差不多六十年前了。
I've still got them.
我现在。
They are good shoes.
现在还在好像。好鞋子。
My friend steps on them.
我朋友就踩了一脚。
I said, why did you step on my shoe?
我说你为什么踩我的鞋？
He said to me, oh, he said, you step on mine then.
他说呀没事那你踩我一下也行吧。
I said, I don't want to step on your shoes. I don't want you to step on my shoes. But I could have stepped on his shoes. And that would have been repaying evil for evil.
我说呢我只是不想要你踩我的鞋但我并不是说我一定要踩你的鞋踩还去啊这是两回事情。
Or I could have taken my new shoes and kicked them in the shins.
Shins.
The shin is the bone above your ankle.
Ah, 就是呢，踢你的脚踝骨啊，踢你的踝骨啊。就他不会，他就说不想去，以恶报恶啊。
Okay, I didn't do either of them. I said, please don't step on my shoes again.
对，就是你不要再踩我的脚了。
He's the last time. The last time anybody ever stepped on my shoes was that time.
就从此以后再没人踩我的脚了。
Okay, don't, verse 17, don't repay anyone evil for evil.
这就十七节讲的，不要以恶报恶。
My question is verse 7, the second part, verse 17. Yeah, could you explain more about it? Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody.Why is to do what is right in man's eyes, not the eyes of God?
You want to do what is right in the eyes of God and the eyes of everybody else.
所以十七节的后半段啊， 众人以为美的事要留心去做。问题是呢，为什么要以众人的眼目为标准，不以神的标准呢？答案是呢，那这是两个都要的，就是神肯定是眼目要为这个为标准的，那众人也是要的。
In other words, you want to do what is right in such a way that the other people will say that was right.
所以 That was right.
You want to do what is right so that the other people will see that it was right.
对，就是说你要做一件好事的时候呢，你要做到一个，就是让别人看见的，哎，这件事情这么做也是对的。
Matthew chapter 6。
马太六章。
Someone will find the verse for me. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Chapter 5 and verse 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16.
马太的五章的十六节。马太福音五章十六节。
And maybe they should read that in Chinese and then we'll read it in English.
我们先用中文读一下，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
All right. In the same way,
let
your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So you want to do good in such a way that people can see that it's good and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你总是想要做好事，然后让别人能够看见这好行为，最后把你的好行为归荣耀给你的神。
You don't want to do good in a way that other people are going to look at it and say that was bad.
你不想做一件事情呢，你觉得是好的，然后别人看见说，哎呀，这事怎么这么糟糕啊？
但是要你的意思应该是，就比如说你在文化大革命的时候，很多人都比如说做这样的事情都认为是好的，但是实际上在 God's eyes 里面那个是不好的。
Okay.
就是我想应该是这个点。
She said, but in case you have in a for example in China's cultural revolution,
yeah.
Everybody think this is good, but actually this is evil, but how come to balance this?
Yeah, people
Never mind, they are discussing.
That's right.
Everybody means every Christian.
Well, no, I think it means you try to do it so that everybody will see it's good. It's not easy. You have to work at it.
I think I tried to answer this.
Yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Because even in Cultural Revolution, people's heart is different from their mouth and their doing. So, in any time, people's conscience is the same. But sometimes you may not dare to speak it out because of the gun on the table. That not means that you did not recognize the good deeds.
Yeah.
So I translate. 就是呢，即便在一些极端情况下，因为桌上摆着枪，所以每个人可能讲的事情不是他心里想的，但这个不等于他心里没有看见这好行为，不等于他心里没有认同这好行为。虽然他嘴巴上讲的通通是另外一个事情，这是一个，对，我们在讲的是 spirit， 是里面，不是外面。外面的人会被扭曲的，桌上有枪就扭曲了。对。所以他说呢，就即便在文革这样的极端情形下，每个人里面也都知道什么是善，什么是恶，是清楚，只是不敢讲而已。对。
Okay, our time is gone, so more questions. We'll do that privately, but some are going to have to get away. So let's pray now. Lord, we want to thank you for the promise that you will be with us in the affairs of life.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，为了这样的应许，因为您应许帮助我们在日常生活中的力量。
Lord, we want to do what is right.
因为我们想要活出什么是对的事情。
And as we've been just discussing, we want to do what is right in a way that people will see that it is right and glorify our Savior.
主啊，是啊，就像我们刚才所讨论的一样，我们不但想行善，我们更想，做到，让人能看见。并归荣耀给神。
So Lord, work these miracles in our lives, we pray.
把这样的神迹行在我们的生命中。
May we be living sacrifices.
让我们能够成为您的活祭。
So that you can work through us.
能让您在我们的生命中掌权。
So that others can see that Jesus is working in us.
也让能看见，耶稣在我里面做工。
Lord, we commit ourselves to you. We thank you.For what you promised to do.
主啊，我们把自己交给您，谢谢您向我们所应许的。
And we pray that you'll help us live it. We ask it in Jesus' name.
求您带着我们能够活出来，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.